Neil and with Ken Early to do a wide variety of things. But first and foremost, Ken, I think you're of the view you've summered well and you're ready for a long, hard season ahead. Some would say your pre-season form is frisky.
Yeah, no, I feel good. I mean, compared to this time last year, you know, it just felt like a bit of a slog already. But the Premier League was good enough to kind of get itself wrapped up in April.
Yeah.
And it sort of feels like it hasn't been on the go for a while. I know there was the FIFA thing, but I didn't really pay a huge amount of attention to that.
Your outlook is you haven't had a competitive game since the end of April.
Yeah, it's been like a kind of an old fashioned, you know, last year there was the Euros, you know, into mid July, which I was at, and then it starts up again very quickly. But, you know, this season I'm like, yeah, you know, I think we're ready to go here.
Excellent. It's exactly what I want to hear. So we're going to do a number of things quite quickly in this. I am going to ask you what does or doesn't constitute a good season for all 20 of the Premier League teams. But yeah, you don't have to go into very much detail. I'm not looking for reams of information. So we'll do that. I also, because we're getting to do this at a moment when transfers are rife, want to talk to you about what does or doesn't constitute a successful signing. I ask this because Liverpool may be about to sell Darwin Nunez for a reasonable fee, but obviously not the fee that they paid. And in loads of ways, Darwin feels like he's been unsuccessful as a signing, and yet he does leave with medals hanging around his neck that he's played a part in. So I want to sort of talk about that a little bit as well. And also a wider sort of conversation about whether or not Liverpool, what they should or shouldn't be considering paying for Alexander Isak. So are we ready for all this? It's jam-packed. It might be too much for the listeners, Ken. I'm worried about them.
No, they'll be all right. I mean, how much? Yeah, let's see how much I know about Premier League teams in depth.